My name's Eleanor Gallego.
Your daughter was a victim buried on the West Mesa. Linda Lopez has been supporting the group ever since the gravesite was discovered. What exactly has she been doing, and why are you supporting her run for lieutenant governor?
Well, she brought back the humanity to the girls and to the families and to the community. Before, it was like everything was going downhill, but she brought us back up and gave us the spirits back to us, and she showed compassion. And I've seen her at a few of the candlelight vigils. She's been there a few times, and I've seen tears in her eyes. So she's sentimental. She's a strong lady, and I believe in everything she's done for us. And she's helped us in more than one way.
It looks like it's lining up to be the year of the woman in New Mexico politics. Already, Lieutenant Governor Diane Dinesh is running for governor. And on the Republican side, two women, Janice Arnold-Jones and a district attorney from Dona Ana County, Susanna Martinez. So you're also a lady, obviously. And what do you think that women bring to politics that's maybe a little bit different?
They're back down to earth, and they bring the compassion back, and they communicate with the people. They just don't communicate with each other.
And so the senator is the chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, and the ethics bills that people are clamoring for, with corruption all around and indictments coming out on a pretty regular basis. Do you think that ethics is going to be a big issue in next year's campaign?
I think it's going to be a great issue.
And why is that?
Because she listens to our issues and what our concerns are, what's going on. Not just because we're the West Mesa family, but because we're people.
What are you hearing from authorities and police investigators on the status of their hunt for a killer?
They're doing their job, and they're doing the best they can. And I'm trusting in what they're doing.
The lieutenant governor had a task force that came up with several recommendations for earlier alert systems on missing women. What did you hear about that, and do you think it goes far enough?
I think it's going far, but I think it can go farther.
And do you have any recommendations?
Just believe in yourselves and just keep doing the good job they're doing.
Great. And so what do you describe to me for the listeners what you're seeing here in the park this morning?
The support Linda's getting, the happy faces, and just having everybody gather around for her. The band is great, and it's bringing everything back down to the way it used to be, back to our roots.
Kind of a grassroots campaign.
Yeah. Linda Lopez became a good, dear friend to me, and I'm proud to be her friend. And I'm proud that she's running for she's going to be a lieutenant governor, and to support all of what we believe in.
Great. And, you know, the kids are back in school. Give us an update on the mothers the children and how they're doing.
They're back to school again, and they got, they're proud of what they did accomplished over the summer.
Wait, tell us a little bit about what they did over the summer.
They went to 6 funerals, and they went on a JCPenney shopping spree, which was fabulous for them because they bought their self-esteem up and it gave them something to look forward to. And now they're going to school proud with what they bought at the store and on their own.
Are they getting any help coping?
I got counselors at school, and they're still going through peanut butter and jelly. And yes, they are still getting help.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to survive and stand up tall with their chins high in the community?
They're already standing up tall, and they're already being brave about everything. And we just got to work on the schools on telling them, stop talking about the mothers like that. Like this one had a problem with one of the kids on the grounds insulting his mother, not realizing that his mother passed away. Kids out there can be cruel, but I told him not to pay attention to them. And just walk away, and if he's got more problems, just go to the principal and report it.
Great, and so you're getting support from the administration and all the schools?
Yes, I am. Yeah, they've been very supportive over everything that we've been going through, and they've been giving the two little ones counseling, and my oldest one goes to counseling once a week through the schools.